Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the only podcast where model recall means more than just, oops, I forgot my password again.
And I'm still waiting for my LLM to remember my coffee order. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today's episode, LLM Fallback Routing, Survive an AI Model Recall. And folks, this one's going to be spicy. We're talking about what happens when your favorite AI model gets yanked offline. Yeah, that actually happened.
You mean like the Claude Fable 5 recall last week? My group chat was in meltdown mode, devs everywhere screaming, "Why is everything broken?"
Exactly. On June 12th, the U.S. Commerce Department basically hit the big red button on Anthropic's Claude Fable 5, plus Mythos 5. Boom. Gone. And if your app only talked to Fable 5, welcome to Error City.
So, let me get this straight. You build your whole app on one model and suddenly, poof, it's just not there? That's like building your house on a single server in 2008.
Way worse, honestly. At least with servers, you expect downtime. Here, it's not just about uptime anymore. It's about government directives, international policy, and apparently model jailbreaking rumors.
So what actually happened? Was it a bug, or did someone jailbreak Fable 5 and teach it how to write limericks about national security secrets?
The truth is, the Commerce Department cited national security risk and ordered a suspension. Anthropic, instead of trying to build some wild nationality filter overnight, just shut down the models for everyone while they figured out compliance.
Classic. So if your app was hardwired to Fable 5, you were sunk. But some apps didn't break. Why?
Because the smart ones had what's called an LLM fallback chain, basically a way to route requests to multiple providers. If one goes down, say by government fiat, the chain just moves to the next model in line.
Like having a backup band when your lead singer gets laryngitis.
Exactly. Or, in 2026 terms, like having a backup battery when your Cybertruck gets bricked by a firmware update.
Okay, so how do you actually build this magical fallback chain? I'm guessing it's more than just an if-else and a couple of API keys.
Way more. First, you need a normalized interface. A standard way your code talks to any provider, whether it's Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, or even an open weight model you're running in your basement.
Wait, open weight models? Like I downloaded the weights and nobody can take them from me models?
Exactly. The ultimate backup plan. If you control the weights, nobody can recall your model, but we'll get to that. First step, normalize the request and response. Everyone's API looks a little different, so you define a contract, kind of like, hey, I'll give you these messages and a token cap, you give me back text and tell me who actually served the request.
So your app doesn't care if it's talking to Claude, GPT, or Bob's discount LLM, as long as it gets a reasonable answer.
Right? And you also define which errors are retryable. Like, if you get a rate limit, server error, or now model not found because it's been recalled. But if it's a user error, like you sent a bad prompt, no point calling every provider just to get rejected 4 times.
That would be like trying the same broken password on every login page and hoping for different results.
Exactly. Save yourself and your wallet the trouble.
So you've got this normalized interface and you've got providers lined up. How do you actually route the requests?
Enter the fallback router. Think of it as a relay race. If the first provider drops the baton, the next one picks it up. But, and this is key, you also want a circuit breaker. If a provider keeps failing, don't keep hammering it and eating latency. After, say, 3 consecutive failures, you skip it for a while, then try again later.
So it's like air traffic control for AIs. Runway 1 is closed, sending you to runway 2.
Yep, and you can prioritize your list. Maybe start with Anthropic's Opus, then try OpenAI's GPT-5.5, then maybe a self-hosted open weight like KimiK 2.7 code as your last resort.
Hold up, KimiK 2.7 code? That sounds like a K-pop group and a Linux kernel had a baby.
I wish. It's actually a 1 trillion parameter open weight model you can run yourself. Massive, and as close as you get to recall proof. Downside, you need like 600 gigabytes of GPU RAM, so hope you've got a server rack handy.
So, in practice, you're saying have at least one backup from a different vendor. Because if the government comes for one, they might come for all the models from that vendor. And if you're super paranoid, have a self-hosted fallback so you're truly independent.
Bingo. And choose your backups wisely. If your main model is super high quality and your fallback is, let's say, Bob's Discount LLM, your users will notice the drop. Test your backups to make sure the failover doesn't silently make your app worse.
Nothing like a chatbot that goes from Shakespeare to, well, me, when the main model goes down.
Hey, you're at least as good as a Quantize 7B model.
So to recap, model recalls are real now. Don't put all your tokens in one basket. Build a normalized interface, route across providers, add a circuit breaker so you don't waste time on dead endpoints, and have a backup plan for when the regulators come knocking.
Nailed it. And pro tip, there are platforms like LightLLM now that can handle a lot of this routing for you if you don't want to roll it yourself. But understanding the pieces, that's what separates the nerds from the script kiddies.
And that's why you listen to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, because we break it down one recalled model at a time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked this episode, subscribe, leave us a review, or just send us your best model not found meme. We'll be back next week with more AI shenanigans.
Until then, stay resilient, stay multi-provider, and don't let your LLMs get caught without a backup plan.
See you next time, folks.
Bye.